Why this works. Dashi is the Japanese parallel to French stock. The same role in a kitchen, the savory liquid underneath sauces, soups, and braises, approached through completely different physics. A French stock is a long collagen extraction. A dashi is a brief, careful pull of umami compounds from two ingredients that already contain them in concentrated form. Where a chicken stock takes 3 hours, a dashi takes 10 minutes of active attention. The chemistry is the headline. Kombu is one of the world's densest natural sources of glutamic acid, the amino acid that drives the umami taste. Katsuobushi, dried bonito, is correspondingly rich in inosinic acid, a nucleotide with its own savory note. When these two are combined, the umami doesn't just add, it multiplies. The synergistic relationship between glutamate and inosinate is one of the best studied effects in flavor science. The combination tastes significantly more savory than either ingredient alone would predict. The temperature management is the technique. Kombu releases its glutamate slowly into cool water, the 30-minute cold soak, and faster into warm water. But if the kombu actually boils, it also releases alginates and other compounds that make the broth taste bitter and slightly slick. The classical rule is remove the kombu just before the water boils, somewhere in the low 80 Celsius, as a rough target. Though the visual cue, small bubbles climbing the pan walls, no rolling boil, is what most cooks actually use. Both arrive at deep savor in a clear broth, through entirely different physics. Common mistakes? Boiling the kombu. Target? Pull kombu just before boil. Small bubbles climbing the pan walls, around 80 degrees Celsius. Why it matters? Boiled kombu releases alginates and other compounds. Dashi becomes slick, bitter, slightly cloudy. The whole clear, clean umami goal collapses past this temperature. What to do? Watch the bubbles. Small bubbles climbing walls, pull now. A thermometer reads 80 to 82 degrees Celsius. Visual is more reliable. Workarounds? Pull as soon as you notice. Partial recovery. Subsequent kombu cold soak batches will be cleaner. Pressing the katsuobushi during straining. Target gravity drain only. Let flakes drain naturally without pressure. Why it matters. Pressing extracts cellular bitterness and tannic compounds from the bonito muscle. Dashi takes on a metallic, slightly bitter edge that doesn't go away. The umami you gain is offset by the off flavor you introduce. What to do? Pour through strainer, walk away for 5 minutes. Lift strainer, discard flakes. Workarounds: need more yield? Use a larger surface area strainer for faster gravity drain. Long katsuobushi steep. Target 1 to 2 minutes, no longer. Flakes sink within 30 seconds. Start timing then. Why it matters. Past 2 minutes, longer chain proteins start dissolving. Dashi clouds and develops fishiness. The high temperature extraction is all the IMP in the first minute. Off flavors after that. What to do? Set a timer. Strain at 2 minutes, regardless of how it looks. Workarounds? Want stronger katsuobushi no? Use more flakes. 30 grams for the same 1 to 2 min. Not longer steeping. Skipping the cold soak. Target 30 minutes minimum cold soak before heating. Overnight in fridge for deeper version. Why it matters. Cold soak extracts glutamate gently, without breaking down kombu cell walls. Skip it, less glutamate, flatter dashi. This is the lowest effort, highest return step in the whole recipe. What to do? Set up first thing before other prep. Use chilled water for slowest extraction. Workarounds? Time short, minimum 20 minutes is acceptable. Lukewarm water, 40 degrees Celsius, can accelerate to 15 min as a compromise. Washing the kombu. Target, wipe with damp cloth only. Never rinse under tap. Why it matters. The white powder mannitol on kombu surface contributes umami and gentle sweetness. Washing removes a meaningful fraction of what you're extracting. The cleaning instinct is wrong here. What to do? Slightly damp cloth, wipe gently, into water. Workarounds, visibly gritty, wipe more carefully, never rinse. Storing too long. Target, use within 2 to 3 days refrigerated. Freeze in portions for longer storage. Why it matters. Finished dashi loses aromatic compounds quickly, even cold. After 3 days, character is noticeably diminished. What was bright and complex becomes flat and salty. What to do? Plan dashi production for the day of use. Freeze leftovers in ice cube trays or 200 milliliter portions. Workarounds, freezer storage, 1 month with minimal aroma loss. What to look for? The kombu before heat. Fully rehydrated, softened, sitting on the bottom of the pan. 30 minutes minimum, more if you can. The water just before kombu removal, small bubbles climbing the inside of the pan, surface not yet broken by a rolling boil. This is the window, typically in the low 80 Celsius as a rough target. The katsuobushi, in addition, flakes floating on the surface, sinking on their own within 30 seconds. Don't stir. The dashi at strain, pale amber, clear, smells distinctly of sea and dried fish in a clean, restrained way. If it smells fishy or murky, the steep was too long. The taste, savory, slightly salty from the kombu's natural minerals, not fishy. A flat dashi has been overstrained or the ingredients were too sparse. Chef's view. There are several views on the kombu to katsuobushi ratio. The classical Japanese ratio I've used here, 10 grams kombu, 20 grams katsuobushi per liter, produces a balanced, all-purpose dashi, what the Japanese kitchen calls ichiban dashi. Some traditions weight more heavily toward kombu for a more vegetal note, others toward katsuobushi for a smokier, fishier register. My view, the 10-20 ratio is the default. Adjust toward more kombu when the dashi is going into vegetable-forward dishes, more katsuobushi when it's going under fish or red meat. There is also a long Japanese tradition of miban dashi, second dashi, reusing the spent kombu and katsuobushi for a weaker second extraction, used for simmered dishes where strong dashi character is not needed. My view, miban dashi is a useful frugality move. The first dashi is for soups and dipping sauces. The second dashi is for cooking vegetables. This is the recipe that, once it's in regular rotation, opens up the entire Japanese cuisine for cooking at home. A French chicken stock supports French cooking. A Japanese dashi supports Japanese cooking. There is no real substitute and no shortcut that produces the same result. Chef test notes. I tested kombu extraction three ways with the same 10-gram piece per liter. 30-minute cold soak, then heat to just under a simmer, the recipe above. Overnight cold extraction in the fridge, no heating step before adding katsuobushi. No soak, kombu added straight to 60 degrees Celsius water and held there for 20 minutes. The overnight cold version was the most clearly umami forward, but slightly flatter on top notes. It works best for dashi destined for clear soups where restraint is wanted. The standard cold soak plus gentle heat method, 1, gave the most balanced result and is the one I keep returning to. The direct 60 degrees Celsius method, 3, was the weakest of the three. The warmth helps, but skipping the soak measurably costs glutamate. A note on history. Dashi as we know it today crystallized in the Edo period, 1603 to 1868. The kombu trade had been moving south from Hokkaido for centuries. The Kitamaibune shipping route brought it to Osaka, where Edo period merchants developed the techniques for drying, aging, and grading the kelp. Katsuobushi, dried bonito, followed a parallel development arc in the same era, with the harder karebushi form, mold-cured, sun-aged, refined in the 17th century. By the late Edo period, the kombu and katsuobushi pairing was the standard kitchen broth across professional and home cooking. Western contact and modern science came later. The dish's intellectual history changed in 1908. Kikunae Ikeda, 1864 to 1936, a chemist at Tokyo Imperial University, was eating his wife's yudofu, kombu stock tofu, one evening, and noticed that the broth had a savory taste distinct from sweet, sour, salty, and bitter. He took kombu to his lab and isolated glutamic acid as the source of that taste, naming it umami, essence of deliciousness. The discovery was published the next year. Saburo Suke Suzuki picked up the science and commercialized it as monosodium glutamate under the brand Ajinomoto in 1909. Today, umami is recognized internationally as the fifth basic taste. And dashi, the everyday broth that Japanese home cooks have been making for 300 years, was the substrate that made the discovery possible. The recipe above is unchanged from what Ikeda's wife was likely cooking that evening. The science around it changed, the technique did not.